This is Academic Cast, Texas Tech University's biweekly podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Rachel Pierce, and I'll be covering the top academic stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight student of integrated scholarship, Laurel Moore. First, the news. Texas Tech is a top destination for transfer students, according to U.S. News & World Report. The university ranks 16th among other institutions on the magazine's Best Colleges list. TTU is the only university in Texas with a published ranking by the magazine to be included in its top 20 for most transfer students. A leading cancer researcher is on his way to Texas Tech thanks to a $2 million grant from the state's Cancer Prevention and Research Institute. Physics professor Igor Sokolov will join the faculty in Texas Tech's College of Arts and Sciences. The grant will fund his research into the early detection of cancer. Sokolov comes to TTU from Clarkson University in New York. In other research news, Texas Tech's Center for the Study of Addiction and Recovery is also garnering grant dollars. The National Institute on Drug Abuse awarded $2 million to the center so it may evaluate its recovery practices. More than 80 students recovering from substance abuse and eating disorders turn to the center for support through peer groups, 12-step programs, and academic assistance. Along with a commitment to academics, students of integrated scholarship pursue a course of lifelong study through their involvement in active learning experiences. Modes of active learning include internships, service learning, undergraduate and graduate research, and opportunities to study abroad. In this edition of Academic Cast, Provost Bob Smith spotlights communication design student Laurel Moore.
Communication design senior Laurel Moore has a zeal for the creative. While growing up in Athens, Texas, Moore occupied herself with crafts and art projects. Soon after, she developed an interest in the graphic arts.
I've always been interested in design, even when I was little. And my sister was going to Texas Tech at the time that I was in high school. And she was the one that told me about the graphic design program here. And she told me all the things that they do. And I decided I wanted to do that for a career.
With her sights on a career as a graphic designer, Moore came to Texas Tech to study communication design. Her interest in art also inspired her to pursue a study abroad opportunity in Italy, where she was surrounded by the works of artistic masters.
We were studying Renaissance art, and I mean, we, instead of just looking at it in a book, you would go to the sites and we'd just talk about it, and it's amazing. When we went to the Via Borghese, it had a sculpture by Bernini, and I wasn't expecting to be this excited about it, but we saw the statue of Apollo and Daphne. I mean, just the detail work on that is unbelievable. I can't believe someone did that. That was probably the best thing that I saw over there. It surprised me the most, I guess.
Another key element of Moore's scholastic experience has been her dedication to volunteerism. As a member of the Women's Service Organization, Moore has helped groups such as Lubbock State School, Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, Women's Protective Services, Race for the Cure, and Relay for Life. Additionally, Moore's public and social service design course focused on advancing nonprofit organizations.
We did work for Literacy Lubbock and Project Linus, and we basically created branding for their organizations so that we could help them present to the community better.
Moore explains that she could not have accomplished as much at Texas Tech were it not for her passion for art and graphic design.
When I'm doing art or design, like I feel alive, and it's something I enjoy doing. You know, when you find something that you love that much, you excel. Here recently, I feel like I've been doing well, and it's just because I feel like I'm not putting out, you know, I'm not tired from it. Like, I enjoy doing this.
The quirky but accomplished art historian Sister Wendy Beckett has written about the Chinese concept of creativity as captured in the tiny word qi, spelled Q-I, or more descriptively, the flow of qi. Sister Wendy writes, and I quote, "Nearly every civilization has based its art on the body, human or animal. But for the Chinese, the essence was the landscape. And for them, the landscape was a living creature. They believe that qi, an energy or spirit, flowed through the world." And a scholar at his desk was intent on making himself receptive to the spirit, end quote. Like Laurel Moore, students of integrated scholarship recognize the importance of allowing their personal interests act as compasses in both their career and creative development. Faculty members can also act as navigators by guiding their students toward scholarly and extracurricular topics in which they show vigor and inquisitiveness. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. If you would like to learn more about Texas Tech Students of Integrated Scholarship, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Finally, Academicast would like to recognize Texas Tech School of Law Dean Emeritus Walter Huffman for his appointment to the Defense Legal Policy Board. The board was recently created to address legal issues arising from U.S. military actions undertaken since 2001. In addition to his service as law school dean, Huffman is also a retired Major General and former Judge Advocate General of the Army. That concludes this edition of Academicast. If you would like to learn more about the stories featured here, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Thanks for listening, and join us again in 2 more weeks for the latest academic news from Texas Tech University.